Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about whether or not it's important to stay up with the latest design trends. Websites change every year, every couple of years. You're going to see these awesome new, you know, trends that happen, like parallax, background parallax effects, you know, animations, all of this stuff. You know, is it important? I remember a few years ago, one-page web designs was one of the trends that was in and stuff. So one of the questions that we have is it important to stay up with these things? And Tim and I are going to kind of talk about our viewpoint on how we feel about it.
Yeah, definitely. So I think, yes, it's important to know what the trends are and kind of know what's happening. However, I don't think that you need to adopt all of those trends in your own design. So if you're building websites for clients, it doesn't mean, oh, this is the new trend, I need to go do it. Because I think a lot of times what's really trendy isn't really what makes sense. Like if you go to the AWWWords.com awards for the internet, you'll look at a lot of sites that just, they're way kind of over-designed and trendy, but they're not really practical. They don't really make sense for a normal business. It's kind of too much. It's kind of over the top. So I think it's important to know what those trends are. You know, so that's like on one, like the far side of the spectrum. And then if you look at like just the kind of the general trends that you see in everyday websites, you know, like David was saying, parallax, another big one that's kind of trending right now is gradients have made a comeback. And those are awesome. And I'm not saying go and use gradients on every site, but it is good to know what's important. However, if you strictly design with the trends, your websites will quickly become outdated. If you go the more simplified route, focus on content, focus on conversion, then you'll be a lot better off. Your websites will kind of stand the test of time.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fun and it's cool and stuff to have the latest, you know, things going on. If you've got a full-time web designer and a creative team that's able to keep up with the trends, and they also are able to put it into your site to where it converts really well and it applies to your audience, then fantastic. If you're a small business owner and you don't have the time and you don't have a design team, a full-time web developer that's just, you know, staying on top of your website and stuff, I would probably, you know, tend to agree with Tim and focus more on the conversion aspect and simple, you know, content marketing, conversion, cater to the audience and stuff. And don't worry about, you know, a big, flashy, beautiful website, because I promise you, a big, flashy, beautiful website versus a well laid out, content marketed, conversioned website is going to do a lot better than, you know, all the flash and whiz and bang and, you know, the design stuff. It's cool when you go and you show your friends, but at the end of the day, your friends aren't the ones coming through the door spending the money with you. You want those visitors to do that and stuff, and they got to find you and stuff. So yeah, it's not super important. It is important to stay up with it, but, you know, take it for what it's worth. Tim, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Tomorrow we've got another great episode, the best e-commerce platform. Stay tuned, Tim. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.